Broadcasting live from the Regis Business Center and office suites at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. I'm your host, Mike Sam, and alongside my co-host, Stephen Julian. Hey there, Stephen. How are you?
I'm doing swimmingly well, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. You seem a little extra chipper
this morning. I think, and I know these broadcasts are timeless, but we are the week before Labor Day, and I just...
I thought maybe it's because it's college football week, our first college football games.
Well, we deal with business leaders here, so it's all about having a good business year, and we're going to get a little break and then finish the year strong. So I'm excited. And I think we've got some fantastic guests. I'm really excited.
We do. We've got a full studio today. Joining us on the show today is Joe Stone from Bluefin HR. Todd Tipton joins us from the CEO Business Center. Melody Glouton from Webb, Tanner, Powell, Mertz, and Wilson. And Russell Estee from Reuter Plus. I was glad I got that long name in.
Take a breath and then start.
Everybody here pointed at me, was making fun of me, but I got through it, Melody.
Yay. Good job.
Thank you very much. Welcome to everybody. Let's start with Joe Stone with Bluefin HR. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Tell us all about Bluefin HR. What does your company do?
Well, Bluefin HR is a human resource information system, and what that means is that the software can take and provide services from everything from recruiting, hiring, and then once you hire the employee, onboarding that employee. And then once you onboard that employee, then you have lifecycle maintenance that you would do on the employee. The employee has to choose benefits, and then you maintain the benefits on that employee throughout their career. So that's the entire portfolio of services that Bluefin can provide to an employer.
So it's an IT company, software.
Software. Software is a service. It's in the cloud. It doesn't sit on the machines. So you access this via the web, and we maintain it in the cloud.
Okay. So and you work with what are the types of companies that you like to work with?
Well, in the past, have a long history with education. In fact, we're the sole source provider for these services for the Georgia Technical College System. Now, with our association and acquisition by Prime Care Technologies here in Duluth, Prime Care has 5,000 location clients for acute care and long-term care in the United States. So we're going to take our software, the Bluefin software, and offer it to the long-term care and acute care industry in the United States.
If you were having a conversation with one of your potential clients or a business out there, tell us that the benefits are there cost savings associated with using the software?
Sure. If you think about it, there are two main parts that human resources interface with an employee. The first part is recruiting and hiring. That's usually what I found a labor-intensive process. And believe it or not, still in 2013, it's a paper-based process. So by automating that process, by putting that process on the web, and also with our software, we have filtering ability so you can filter out the unqualified candidates that are trying to apply for your jobs. Because if you think about it, when you have a high unemployment rate, you've got a lot of people that want to apply for your jobs, and everyone thinks they're qualified to be CEO of the corporation. Because what they're doing is they're sending out resumes or they're contacting employers, trying to get in front of an employer. By automating that process, by putting filtering processes in place, then I can cut out that unqualified candidate before they get to the job application and apply.
Right there, you're saving time, and time is money.
Time is definitely money. And in the education market, you don't have enough teachers to go around. In the healthcare market, you don't have enough nurses to go around. So what you're trying to do is cut time out of the process. If I can get to the qualified applicant faster, weeks faster than my competition can, then I'm going to hire a higher quality person. I'm going to reduce my costs because I'm not filtering through massive amounts of paper. And I'm going to get that quality employee in front of my customers, which are the people that we have to, in education we have to teach, in healthcare we have to take care of. So that puts me way ahead of the game.
Joe, I want you to unpack that picture or paint that picture a little bit better. You said that here still in 2013, it's mostly a paper-based process. If someone is not using your software, first we ask why, but kind of walk through how long it's taking, all the obstacles they have to overcome, and then if there's another a couple more specific examples, you said the filtering. I want to give you the opportunity to go through a couple other more examples that your software can help save more time.
Well, if you think about it, in a traditional process where I post a job and I'm taking resumes for that job, paper resumes, someone has to look at those resumes and make a determination, are you qualified or not? Then we have to get those resumes to our hiring manager. Hiring manager then has to look at the resume again and determine if I want to get this person in for hiring. And remember, a resume is something that I'm going to put my best foot forward. I'm going to tell you I'm the greatest person, and these are all my wonderful qualifications that you need to look at. When you automate that process, when you put up a website, and then when I come to the website, I search for a job. Once I start applying for that job, I have to ask minimal qualification questions that qualify me then to get in the door to see the job application. If I fail out, then I can go back and apply for another job. We had a large hospital as a client that was doing 150,000 job applications through the system a year. And once they put the system in place, they found that they were getting about a 42% failout rate on the first attempt because they had 2,000 jobs listed at once. So they had people coming to the website and saying, boy, I like that nursing position. I'm going to apply for that. Well, I'm not qualified for that. So I would fail out. The second failout attempt dropped down to 28%. The third failout rate then got down to about 18%. So what was happening is people were actually qualifying themselves for the right job.
So they're doing the work rather than the hiring manager.
Exactly. In those failout attempts, a hiring manager never saw that person, never had to interface. Remember, never had to touch that resume and never had to get involved and waste the time to do that.
Let me ask you to unpack another thing. You talked about your software is involved in the recruiting. We've talked about that. You also talked about in the hiring and also in the onboarding and going through the benefits. Unpack a little bit more of that. What are some of the specifics that an HR department would be able to save, again, more time, more money?
Okay, we're in the process now. We've gone through an original filtering process. I've got now qualified candidates that I can start interviewing. Once I do my interview and decide we're going to hire this person, then the system automatically changes the person from an applicant to an employee. All of the employment documents are prepared. All of their demographic information is laid across the onboarding documents. So if you think about time again, I've now shortened the time process to get in front of that qualified applicant to do my interviewing, to do my hiring process. I've hired the person. The next big time consumption process is onboarding. If you think about when you were hired, the first thing, you get a letter and you get a packet of information that says, here's what you're going to have to provide to us, if you're lucky. In most instances, you get a letter and you show up at a new employee orientation, and there's the packet of information that you have to write Joe Stone, Joe Stone, Joe Stone over. And this is all going on while someone is trying to tell you about the benefits and processes of the company that you've gone to work for. So now I'm not really paying attention to you because I'm filling out forms. And at the end of it, I've got my forms filled out, or maybe I don't have the information. I don't know my children's Social Security numbers. I don't know this. I don't know that. So now we've wasted all of that time, and we're back to collecting information again. And then also with employers that have multi-locations, most of my employers have multi-locations. So now I'm sending out this information packet to different people in different cities or states, trying to collect that paper back again. While the system prepares all these digital documents, now I can go in at my leisure before the orientation occurs, fill out the information, sign the documents that I can sign digitally. The ones that I can't sign, I can wet signature and upload back into the system. So when I come to a new employee orientation, that's done. Now I can pay attention to really what are the benefits and the processes of working for my new employer. And I can hear that. And that should be what the employer wants to do, is make that a really good experience, first-time experience for that employee to listen and learn about their new employment.
I'm already worn out just listening to the whole application process the old way we used to do it growing up. It's amazing what the software can do. We're talking with Joe Stone with Bluefin HR. And Joe, are you seeing some trends for employers these days as far as recruiting and hiring quality employees?
Well, the trends are that they're trying to cut through what I call the noise. And the noise is the unqualified applicant that's trying to get into the door. So they are looking to automation, but there again, if you're not looking to the right automation, if you're not looking to the automation that can help you with the filtering and the decision-making process on an automated standpoint, because there's good software and bad software, just like anything else, that's where you want to trend to. And also they're using the social networks to push the information out to the newer generations that are using the social networks to find where do I go to seek employment rather than just picking up the newspaper, because they don't pick up the newspaper. They go to the social networks. And then what we do is we put the links directly into the website from the social network so I can one-click right back to that employer, and I'm landing on their website, and I'm ready to go.
So there's a trend toward automation. One other question I wanted to ask you is if you could fill a room of all the business owners in Gwinnett County as someone who's around HR, what kind of message would you want to bring? What kind of things would you want to tell business owners, traps to avoid, things to avoid when it comes to the topic of HR, which you're very involved in?
Well, I think what the business owner needs to look at is they need to look at automation and aggregation. And aggregation is collection of information in a digital basis rather than having information flow around in paper. The other thing that's going to do for an employer is from a compliance standpoint, because a lot of employers today are on onerous compliance standards from the federal government. And the federal government is using compliance from a revenue generation. There's a segment of, for example, in acute care, long-term care, that receive government funds, and they have to do a lot more in the collection of ethnicity information, that type of thing, that the system collects and generates reports for. If they're not doing that, then that's a very manual-based process of going, looking backwards, trying to figure out, okay, who were my applicants, what were their ethnicity, where did they come from? And if you think about trying to do that on a manual basis, that's quite intense. That's long-term person, time, money spent trying to collect, and also the error factors that are going to go in. Because is Joe Caucasian, or what is Joe? And I'm trying to make that determination. Why not get Joe to tell you that up front? And so that's what I would be telling business owners is look to aggregation of information. Make sure that you're doing business with a company that is just not one peg or vertical. And what we call bolt-on verticals, whereas we are a part of a company that's called Prime Care Technologies. There are three other companies that are involved. One is a business intelligent financial services, which it collects the financial information and reports that out to C-level. The other is procurement. The other is claims, the collection of claims information for those bed patients in long-term care. So if you think about it, the data is financial, it's procurement, it's claims, and then the last part of that would be human resources. So what we're doing is closing the data loop for employers. So they're capturing information one time, sharing it across different systems, but being able to view it.
Bluefin HR is the company we're talking about. Joe Stone joining us from the company. How long has Bluefin HR been around, and where do you see the company going maybe in 5 years?
We're a company that was formed this year. We acquired a company that was a 10-year-old human resource company. So I see Bluefin growing dramatically because we're going now to those 5,000 locations in acute and long-term care and helping plug that missing link in that data loop, and that's the human resources. Prime Care has been providing service to those other types of services to those employers. Now we're going to close the data loop with human resources.
I feel like I've got so many more questions to ask about Bluefin HR, and I know we have a lot more questions, and we talked about this, Joe, before the show. Maybe we'll have to get the CEO to come back and talk a little bit more, spend a little bit more time.
Jim Hoy is our CEO for Prime Care Technologies. I'd love for Jim to come and give you the view, the 50,000-foot level view of how all this works together.
Honestly, after the way Joe just did this interview, I have a feeling that most of the questions are probably answered out on the cloud on their software, and we just have to go do it before we sit in an orientation class. See, I was listening, Joe. That's fantastic. I mean, saving money for business owners and saving time is huge.
Saving the time was huge. I mean, I could see the benefits right away. Joe, for those companies or business leaders that are listening that would like to find out more information or reach out to you, give us all the contact information where they can go to find out more about Bluefin HR.
Bluefin HR, we're on the web, www.bluefinhr.com. We are over on Sugarloaf, and they can reach us via the telephone at 770-543-0468.
I don't think anybody uses the old telephone these days anyway.
Oh, come on.
Go to the website.
They're going to go to the website.
No, they use a smartphone. They don't use a telephone.
I got to ask before you go, maybe this is a question for the CEO, but Bluefin HR, what's the analogy there?
When we were looking, believe it or not, we spent about 3 weeks on the company name, and we wanted to get away from the traditional name. And what we found is we wanted a unique name, and also we wanted a name that if I'm in an elevator with a C-level executive and he's looking at my bag tag and it says Bluefin HR and it's happened already, they're got to ask, what is Bluefin HR? But if it says, you know, ABC HR Services, well, I know what that is. And so we've already had that kind of response of Bluefin, what is it? Tell me about it. So then you get the opportunity to explain who you are and what you do.
They're a marketing guru as well.
Very good.
Great stuff. Joe, thank you so much. Joe Stone from Bluefin HR. Our next guest here on Gwinnett Business Radio, joining us from CEO Business Center, is Todd Tipton. Todd, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us all about CEO Business Center. Now, is there one location or are there several locations?
Just one location currently on Sugarloaf Parkway, just off of 85.
Just down the road from our studio here in Duluth. Tell us all about CEO Business Center then.
Well, CEO Business Centers is an executive office suite business. Basically, what we do is customer service. We basically provide anything from individual offices to meeting rooms to secretarial services, paralegal work, and even virtual offices where we just answer the phones for clients.
Who are your typical clients? Do they come in all shapes and sizes?
They do come in all shapes and sizes. We have everything from lawyers to sales reps to financial planners to staffing companies. It's just a wide variety of client base for us.
I would think for a company that's not ready to, you know, build its own building or open up, you know, 100 suites, that this would be a great economically, you know, cost-conscious way to run your business.
Well, that's what's the beauty of an executive off-suite business. We are able to basically within a couple of days get someone that's just starting out into an environment where they have a furnished office, they have a secretarial service available, they have receptionists, they have meeting rooms, everything within 2 days.
Todd, one question I've always wanted to ask, and I've kind of asked you this off the air before because Todd and I have networked together before. When people think of CEO Business Center, when they think of executive office suite business, they think of one person, two people just starting out. Give some examples of larger companies. Give some examples of more well-established companies that might not think of services that you can offer them in ways you can save them money.
Okay. Well, a good example of that is I've got clients that have been with us for 13 years. And you say, you know, why would you be in an executive office suite business? Well, what they realize is the value of the fact that how we manage their office services. I mean, we deal with the contracts for the copiers, for the phones, for, you know, any type of thing that you would need. A great example is I had a client that went out into what we call conventional space, where you basically manage everything. And he came back within a year, and his sales had dropped 40%. And I said, what's going on? He said, well, I'm spending all my time dealing with all the things that are going on in an office. He said, I did not realize how much you did for me, you know, on the backside of things.
Dealing with, like you said, the phone company, the internet company.
Well, you know, I can spend a day. If the internet goes down or the phones go down, it's, you know, it's a full day of my time dealing with that problem, where our clients don't really, you know, they don't have to deal with it at all.
You mentioned a client that's been with you for a while. How long has CEO Business Center been around?
CEO Business Centers has been around for 17 years. We've been in Gwinnett and Cobb, greater Atlanta metro area, but currently we're just down to our one center on Sugarloaf.
What is the average lease term? What's the average cost?
Great question. We do anything from a month to month to 6 months to a year. We do have clients that want a longer term, and we're glad to provide them with that. But it's nice to have a month-to-month term. We do have clients that will come in that are going into conventional space that just need a place to house their employees, to run their business until their space is ready. I mean, you've known when people go into conventional space and they say they'll be ready by July, and, you know, here it is September, and you're not done.
And then half the time they don't finish in time either, and
exactly.
You get in a month late.
Exactly.
How big of a staff can you guys handle? I know there's different offices and stuff, but if somebody came in, is there a max number of employees or desks that you guys would be able to offer?
Well, we have the second floor of our building, which is about 22,000 square feet, you know, and availability. We're about 85 to 90% leased at the moment, so it really just depends on the availability of what offices we have. And it can be short-term or long-term.
Do you have also kind of a la carte, I guess? So I'm an outside business owner. Maybe I do have my own space, but I just need to come in and use particular service. I know first thing comes to my mind is the meeting rooms.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about the availability of that for business owners.
Well, I think it's so much better to meet someone in a professional conference room than trying to meet a client at, say, Starbucks or even in your home office. And then same thing goes for a live receptionist. You know, you can have somebody call you on your cell phone, but, you know, you got your dog barking, your kids talking, or whatever that's going on. It's nice to have that live person answering the phone that knows you, knows sort of, you know, how to handle your phone calls, where it needs to go, and about your business. And I think that's priceless.
Mike Todd has been in my home office, apparently, and has heard some my dog barking while some of my clients.
And the kids and everything else. Todd Tipton joining us from CEO Business Center. We've heard the term virtual office. What is a virtual office? And I know that's something that you offer as well.
That's true. A lot of people aren't familiar with that. A virtual office basically allows you, especially we talked about smartphones earlier, you know, with the flexibility of a smartphone to let you really office anywhere these days. It allows, we provide you with a mailing address, phone answering, conference room time, where you don't physically have an office with us. You'll meet your clients on a weekly basis at our center using what we call our day office, which is basically just an office setup so that if you didn't want to meet someone in a conference room, or you can use the conference rooms as well. They're very economical for what you get and the different packages that we have. And it is a la carte. We can tailor it to whatever your needs are, but it's well worth the value.
And your business address is not a P.O. box number,
that's
correct?
True. It would be 6340 Sugarloaf Parkway.
And as far as location, I mean, for Gwinnett businesses, Sugarloaf Parkway is the center of business. I mean, so you have a wonderful location.
It is. It's right next to the Gwinnett Chamber. So it's nice. You can do your networking with the Gwinnett Chamber on Thursdays and Fridays and then head back to the office.
The Gwinnett Chamber, where business gets done.
Nice.
Yeah, I think that's their slogan.
You should trademark that, Mike.
Yes.
Or something.
And then you go to CEO Business Centers where more business gets done.
How do you find clients? Because obviously you want to fill your spaces. You want to fill your suites. How do you build your business? How do you find clients?
Well, largely, there's been a huge shift in the trend of that. It used to be through brokers, you know, your local realtor broker. But now everybody going to the web, the business centers have what they call web brokers that specifically tailor to business centers. And that's a good portion of things we get, as well as referrals. I mean, I get more referrals just from my clients or people that have been in my center based on our customer service and what we provided them. And so I'd say that's probably the second thing.
And right now you have the one location, Todd. I mean, will CEO Business Centers be expanding, or do you like where you are right now in the marketplace?
We're always looking for other opportunities. I mean, in other areas. It's just – it really is Johns Creek is one area, and Suwannee is one area that, you know, have started booming in the last. So we have been looking at other areas.
For those business leaders that want to find out more information, want to look into maybe renting some space at CEO Business Center, make their offices there, or a virtual office, as we talked about, where can they find more information?
Well, you can go to our website, which is www.ceocenters.com, or you can give me a call at 678-775-6700.
Is it CEO Business Center or Centers?
It's a name change. We've sort of
I've noticed on the sheet here. It's got both ways. So I wasn't sure.
But you can. I think you can Google's either way. So
wonderful. Todd Tipton with CEO Business Centers. Joining us here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Thanks so much, Todd. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Now joining us here on Gwinnett Business Radio, talking about names, Melody Glauton is joining us. She's with Webb Tanner Powell Mertz and Wilson. I'm figuring you're either a financial company or you're an attorney's firm. Which is it, Melody?
Good morning. We are definitely a law firm.
All right. I'm not going to get in trouble for not having your mic turned up. The attorneys aren't
going to
be calling
me. That's it. You're
sued. I'm in trouble now. So you're a law firm. Obviously, there's a lot of law firms out there. Is there a certain area of law where your law firm specializes?
I think the easiest way to explain Webb Tanner Powell Mertz and Wilson, and I always call us Webb Tanner for short.
How long were you working there before you had to stop and actually could say it without having to read it off a card?
I will give you a very brief history. We were Webb Tanner and Powell, and the name changed to Webb Tanner Powell Mertz and Wilson in 2006. But at any rate, we offer all services with the exception of family and criminal law.
When is it going to become Webb Tanner Powell Mertz Wilson and Glauton, by the way?
Hopefully it will not. I am a partner at the firm, but I hope that the firm name that it stays how it is. So,
how long has the company been around? And you do specialize in certain parts of law. What makes you different or better, maybe from others that do the same type of business?
Well, we are probably, I think, the oldest law firm in Gwinnett County. The name has changed over the years, but we've been around since 1929. Jones Webb and Bill Tanner are some of the patriarchs of the firm. They are pretty well known here in Gwinnett County. And they still practice, actually. Mr. Bill Tanner and Mr. Webb Jones still come into the office every day. So we're fortunate to have them around. But we offer civil litigation, business litigation, real estate, commercial law. We represent the city of Snellville, so government and municipality. But my main practice area is estate planning and probate administration.
All right. Estate planning is huge. Who needs estate planning? I know it's an open-ended question. It's a softball. I'm going to let you hit it out of the park.
Absolutely.
But who needs an estate plan?
Well, I would say the easiest way to answer that is that everyone needs estate planning. But I get lots of calls from clients who will call and say, I don't really have anything. My bank account is not the size that I'd like for it to be. But everyone needs estate planning. It's imperative that you have certain documents in your estate planning portfolio. And even though you may not be happy with the size of your assets and your income and your bank accounts, it's very important that you have an estate plan. And by that I mean the estate planning documents that I recommend to all clients that they have in their portfolio are three essential documents, basically. You should have a last will and testament. You should have a durable financial power of attorney and a Georgia advance directive for health care. And I can walk through all of those documents individually. Obviously, a last will and testament outlines how you want your estate to be distributed after your death. And so that document only comes into play, obviously, once you've passed away. The other two documents that I mentioned, the financial durable power of attorney and the Georgia Advance Healthcare Directive, those are documents that are active during your lifetime. Once you appoint that agent and those individuals to act on your behalf, as long as you're alive and breathing, then those powers are active during your lifetime. And so what's important about those documents is that you pick the right people to serve in those capacities. And so with regard to the durable power of attorney, it's a little bit broader than just the financial representation. Obviously, they can go to the bank and help you with your financial affairs, but it's intended to be broader in scope. So they could assist you with making some real property transactions. And so I always advise clients to make sure you pick the right person to serve in this capacity. Those are pretty important decisions to make. with regard to your Georgia Advanced Healthcare Directive, obviously that document only deals with your healthcare decisions. It only comes into play when you are unable to communicate. If you're if a doctor's made every reasonable effort to communicate with you and you're unresponsive. So again, the person that you designate in that capacity is vitally important because they are going to be coming in and making decisions with regard to your health care if you are not able to. And so the first step that I take in regard to estate planning with a client is talking with them about what's your current status. Do you have estate planning documents? Are we starting from scratch? I have a questionnaire that I like to send to clients and walk through that process with them. We start out with an initial meeting. It can be in the office. I can go to clients. I don't have any problem traveling to a client's office or if they're in a rehab facility, if they're in the hospital.
If they're at CEO Business Center, for example.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. There's no problem with that. I will travel to a client. So, and it's just sitting down with the client, figuring out what their needs are, what they need for their estate planning, and going through that process with them.
Melody, you took about 3 minutes and took some pretty complex legal issues.
I'm sorry.
No.
Okay.
You got it down to the bare essentials, and you kind of covered the positives. Let me ask you another softball question.
Okay.
A lot of times people think, okay, I know I need to do this. Can you go over some of the pitfalls and the dangers and the what they're risking if they don't do this in time?
Absolutely, because I also deal with those things somewhat on a regular basis, which is unfortunate. A lot of times clients will not see the importance of having those documents in place, and I understand that. Estate planning, unfortunately, sometimes people wait to the last minute or it's too late. And so when that arises, some of the best examples that I can give is if there's not a healthcare directive in place, if there's not a financial power of attorney in place, and a lot of times you see it with elderly parents and the adult children that are now attempting to care for those parents, and now their mental faculties have declined and they cannot execute those documents. And so what I also assist clients with are conservatorships and guardianships, because when the adult parents have their faculties have declined, they don't have the capacities to execute a last will and testament or a financial power of attorney, healthcare directives, and you're attempting to provide additional care for them either in your home or if you try to place them in an assisted living, you don't have those documents in place, and now it's too late to get them signed. And so the process that a lot of times I assist clients going through is a conservatorship process in order to for the adult child to have the authority to speak on their behalf or admit them into those types of facilities. And so it makes the process a little more difficult. It's not impossible. It does involve a long petition that can be cumbersome. Lots of financial reporting and accounting has to take place. A hearing has to take place. You essentially are, at that point, the adult parent is a proposed ward, and you are removing powers from them. And so all of that can be avoided if you just take the time to execute the proper documents early on.
So I think a lot of people sometimes don't do their estate planning because they think it's going to be hard, it's going to take so much time. But not doing that is creating so much more pain and so much more time on the back end. I mean, what you just said there sounds a lot more difficult, a lot more stressful, and I don't want to go through that.
Right. So. And it is. A conservatorship and a guardianship process is so much longer than taking the time to implement your estate planning portfolio and the documents that you need in a package. And, you know, I understand that talking about a last will and testament and implementing those things are not the funnest things to do, but they are important documents to have. And so assisting those clients, if it's a young family that's about to have a baby, or if it's a young family that has children that are about to go off to college, or if it's an older couple who their kids are grown and they're, you know, attempting to sort of revamp things, it's assisting all different types of clients with those needs. And so it's just taking the time to sit down. And I always advise clients, at a minimum, every 2 to 3 years, you need to sit down and say, is this the plan that we want? Is this how everything needs to be? it, you know, at the longest, every 5 years is what you need to do and sit down and reevaluate things. So you may not need to change anything, but you always want to sit down and reevaluate. Obviously, if there's been a death in the family, if there's been a birth or adoption, if there's been a health crisis or a diagnosis, anything like that, you always want to sort of sit down and reevaluate and make sure that the distributions, that the designations with regard to who you've appointed in those important capacities are who, or is everything okay? Does anything need to be changed?
We're talking with Melody Glatwin. She's a partner with Webb, Tanner, Powell, Mertz, and Wilson here on Gwinnett Business Radio. And she's so good, she already answered the question I was about to ask, and that is, once you have your estate plan done and you talked about the documents, you don't just let it sit for forever and ever. When there's a big change in your life, you need to review those documents as well in that estate plan. Is it ever too early to do an estate plan? I mean, I'm sure someone out there who might be in their 20s is thinking, you know, I'm 25 years old. Why do I need to buy? I don't have any children yet. Maybe I'm not married. Is it ever too early?
It's never too early, but I would say it's very rare that you have a client that young that is that prepared. I have done it before, but I would say it's never too early to be that prepared.
When are most of the clients? Is usually, I'm going to guess, in their 40s or so, because by then they have their families, maybe their careers are established. Is it 30s?
Typically young 30s. Again, I've sat down with many families that where the wife is about 8 months pregnant. You know, about to have that first child, they realize, you know, the importance of that. But all ranges in terms of client base.
Melody, for those that want to find out more about estate planning specifically, but
sure.
Anything else that your law firm handles, how can they get in touch with you? How can they find out more about your law firm?
Absolutely. Our telephone number is 770-962-0100. We also have a website that I would like to just give a quick caveat. It's in the process of being updated, so I don't know how current the information is.
But wait. I've got to interrupt her on this because you got to ask all the funny questions at the beginning. I hope it's not www.webtannerpowellmertzwilson.com.
It is not.
Good. I was just wanting to make. I wanted to jump in on the little funny part.
Sure.
So. All right. Go ahead.
It is www.wtpllp.com.
You got that, Stephen?
I did. And that's a lot easier.
Give that one more time, Melody.
WTPLLP.com.
Great. Melody, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Melody Glatwin with Webb, Tanner, Powell, Mertz, and Wilson. Now joining us on Gwinnett Business Radio from Rooter Plus and Atlanta Cooling Pros, it is Russell Estee. Russell, good morning.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Tell me all about now Rooter Plus Atlanta Cooling Pros. Obviously, you cover a lot of services.
We do. We actually we do everything full service on the plumbing. Everything, you know, I always say everything from, you know, sinks and bathrooms to, you know, main lines, water lines, you name it, water heaters, everything. As far as Atlanta Cooling Pros, we're also full service. We do residential and commercial. So everything from your small 2-ton, you know, residential system to the big heavy duty 5-ton commercial hotel type, you know, units as well.
That's what I love about the show, Stephen, is the variety of the show. We have an HR company, software company. We have a business center. We have an attorney. And now we have a heating and air. Everything you could ever want right here in one place at Gwinnett Business Radio.
Definitely width and breadth. I like it.
That's right. Feel free to serve me up some of those softball questions, too.
That's all we do here is softball questions. Let me ask you, how long has the company been around? And obviously, there's a lot of heating and air companies out there. What separates you from your competition?
Well, we have a few different types of guarantees. To answer your first question, we are actually this year celebrating our 20th year. So we're super excited about that.
Happy birthday or happy anniversary? I don't know which it would be.
Yeah, well, thank you to both. And we're
good
super
answer.
Excited. Yeah. And what separates us, a couple of different things, is we're a local company. We're what I call a glorified mom and pop. We're not a national, you know, franchised out company. We're a family run company that's local to, you know, the metro Atlanta area. And we do guarantee, as far as our heating and air conditioning, we do guarantee that we can at least get to your property or home within 24 hours. Typically, we can get there, you know, in the same day. But as far as a guarantee goes, we definitely say that we can get there to you within 24 hours. And in the summertime, you know, that's super important. You've got pets, you've got kids, you've got, you know, all those different things. It's good to have your HVAC company there as fast as possible to take care of you.
And I got to give a shout out to Russell and his company, because I've had some people I know that actually needed some plumbing help. They called a couple companies, could not get what they needed. called Russell's company, and they were there within, as he said, within 24 hours. They were quick response time. I know you take a lot of pride in that. Are there certain things that you can tell our listeners or people out there that they should do to take care of their heating and air so they don't need to call you? Obviously, if there is a problem, we do want them to call you guys. But are there things that people can do out there so they don't have problems with their heating and air?
Absolutely, yeah. We do offer preventative maintenance programs. It's always good where one of our technicians would come out once in the spring, once in the fall, and basically tune up your system right before, you know, the dead of the summer and the dead of the winter. Come out, take a look, you know, make sure everything's running properly. You know, check the system, change the filters, make sure everything is good. Believe it or not, about 80% of the failed systems out there when things break are things that could have actually been dealt with if the system had just been maintained properly.
Routine maintenance. I've never thought about that. People think of calling, you know, a company like Rooter Plus or Atlanta Cooling Pros when it goes down, but just for routine maintenance, it makes sense. You save money in the long run.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the cost difference versus having us come out, you know, twice a year and just change out a filter and do a system tune-up versus what it costs to change out a system these days. I mean, it's really a no-brainer.
Well, and I think also one of the other things, at least in my case, when it comes to heating and cooling and plumbing, it's like this mystery box that I don't want to go in there. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to break something. When you come out and do preventive maintenance, is there also the opportunity to interact with your technicians to kind of say, here's what I did, here's why it's good, here's why it should help this last longer?
Absolutely, and that's actually one of the things that we sort of strive to provide to everybody, you know, not only residential but commercial clients as well, is education. You know, and when we're out there, we want to always make ourselves available. So if, you know, Mrs. Jones, let's say, has a question and, you know, I don't understand why this is happening, then we can show her, you know, how come my toilet's not working? How come it, you know, it backed up? Well, here's why. You've got this or this or this. And actually go through the process and say, hey, you know, if you, you know, use less toilet paper or try a different brand, I mean, believe it or not, you wouldn't even believe how many backups come from people flushing too much toilet paper. And it's a very expensive thing to deal with when all you had to do was
use
a little less.
Mike, we learn something new every week on this show. And I was going to go to some joke. Was it Melissa Etheridge that I can't remember who asked to use three, and it was a joke, but at least don't use the whole roll, right?
Exactly.
Fantastic.
I can imagine, too, with you having young children, some of the things they might try to flush down the toilet.
Let's not go there, Mike.
I'm sure Russell's got lots of stories. You don't just deal with homes, though. You deal with businesses as well.
We do. We have, you know, everything on the smaller side, which would be, you know, the one, you know, three-bedroom, two-bath house. But then we also work on industrial properties as well. Again, hotels, restaurants. Some of our commercial clients are HOAs and apartment complexes and that sort of thing.
As the vice president of sales and marketing, what does that entail? What is your job there?
Well, mainly what I do is I make sure that everybody stays happy. I mean, that's really the bottom line. I sort of serve as a liaison between the clients and the technicians, make sure that the technicians get where they're supposed to get there timely, make sure that everything is handled properly with each individual customer. And that's my day-to-day operation. As far as the marketing side of the company, I, you know, obviously go out and meet customers and clients and make sure they get the service they're looking for. But also we handle some of the social media and some of the marketing for the company as a whole, website and that sort of thing.
Russell, talk to potential clients here for a second. If I'm in the market to kind of do an upgrade, if I know that, man, my stuff's on its last legs, what should I do when I go into that process? What questions should I be asking? What should I be looking for? I mean, the fact that you guys show up within 24 hours is huge. The fact that you talk to me about what you're doing is huge. That's huge differentiators, I think, in the market. What are some of the other things I should be asking to make sure I find the right company, which, of course, is Rooter Plus in Atlanta Cooling Pros?
Well, and let me take a step back, too. The 24-hour guarantee is actually for heating and air conditioning. As far as the plumbing goes, we actually offer a 60-minute guarantee.
Because it gets better and better, Mike.
It does, yes. I mean, if you have a busted water line under your driveway or that's seeping up through your ground in your house and you've got a flood starting, or if your toilet's backing up, something like that that's major, you know, you're not going to want to wait a day or 4 days.
Right.
You need to have it fixed immediately. So that's one of the things that we really strive to do as well is make sure that we offer that 60-minute service so that, you know, people can get the job done as fast as possible.
But on the replacement projects, what are mm-hmm. what are some of the things I should be and let's stick to the heating and cooling.
Okay.
You know, I'm looking and saying maybe I need to replace the whole thing. What should some things I should be asking and looking for?
If you've got a lot of if you have a lot of moisture in your home, those are things that you can actually look for. A lot of people don't know that the AC system itself doesn't actually cool your home. What it actually does is remove all the moisture in the warm air, which makes it feel cooler. So if you get a lot of moisture or you notice a lot of, you know, the droplets on your windows, things like that, then you've got a problem. If you are lowering your thermostat, you know, from 78 to 72 and it's just not getting there, then there's something the matter. So these are all small things that you can kind of be looking for, you know, that certainly will need to be addressed at some point.
Learning stuff every
two things.
You know, that's why it's called an air conditioner, not an air cooler.
Wow.
Now it all kind of falls into place. Thanks to Russell here. It makes sense to me. You mentioned that you're kind of a bigger mom and pop, if you will. Mm-hmm. Where do you see the company going? Do you want to expand, or do you kind of like where you are right now? You kind of have your niche. We're 5 years from now, you know, what are we going to be talking about?
It's a good question. You know, we've talked about maybe because right now our service area kind of stops at about Macon. We service from about Jasper down, but we have talked about maybe opening a Southside location to maybe service, you know, Savannah and Valdosta and those areas. But quite frankly, our whole business model is based on, you know, quality versus quantity right now. You know, I would rather have, you know, 10 very happy, you know, clients that we're doing everything for and making sure that they're happy every single day than to have 100 customers and, you know, not being sure whether or not we can get to them all the time. So our real model is to make sure that we get the small number of customers, treat them right, and make sure they're happy.
And once again, I can vouch for that because of some friends of mine that have used the company. And some companies out there will charge for weekends or if they have to come out at night or if there's an emergency. And I understand you don't have any of those charges.
Nope, we do not charge anything extra for nights, weekends, holidays, or emergencies. We promote ourselves as a 364-day-a-year company. However, we do actually have an on-call technician on Christmas as well because sometimes things happen on Christmas.
Absolutely.
You, but go ahead and call it 365. If there's somebody available on Christmas, you know, that's okay.
Yeah, well,
you have my permission.
That's right. So 365, there you go, 24/7.
Yeah, because, I mean, if they call on Christmas, the phone's not just going to keep ringing. I mean, they will.
It will go to, we have an on-call person in our office. That's another thing, too. We, all of our after hours is handled in-house. You know, we don't sub that out to, you know, some company in Wisconsin that handles it for us. You actually get a live router employee. That will answer the phone at 3 o'clock in the morning if you have a problem.
Excellent. I feel like we could talk with all our guests for twice as long as we did today, but
that's in the unplugged show.
exactly. That'll be on the DVD part, the cutout version,
the box
and so forth.
Set.
Russell, for those people, whether they need service at home or commercial work, give us all the contact information. Where can they go to find out more about Router Plus and Atlanta Cooling Pros?
Okay, so for Router Plus, it'll be www.routerplus.com. For Atlanta Cooling Pros, www.atlantacoolingpros.com. And the phone numbers for Router Plus is 770-888-1931. For Atlanta Cooling Pros is 770-888-1935.
Russell, thank you so much. Always good to see you.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. Russell Estee with Router Plus and Atlanta Cooling Pros. Also a big thank you to Melody Glouton with Webb, Tanner, Powell, Mertz, and Wilson. Also from CEO Business Center, Todd Tipton. And from Bluefin HR, Joe Stone was our guest. Big thank you again to all our guests. A quick reminder that Gwinnett Business Radio can be heard throughout the day on the Gwinnett Business Radio X station, and that you can listen to any of our programs 24/7, including this one, by logging on to businessradiox.com and clicking on the Gwinnett Business Radio tab. For Steve and Julian.
Hey, I want to thank everyone for listening to the Sam and Estee Glouton Tipton Stone Julian radio show today.
Well done, my friend. Thank well you. Done. For Steve, I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.